Schiffe ist gerade mal angerufen. So we left off last week, really just introducing one question of Tosfos. It's clear from the Gemara, Beginning of Mincha Amora, that a Kotan can own property, min haTorah, in some shape or form. That is clear from the parasha of Gezlager. The Gemara talks about the possibility of stealing from a Kotan, whether or not the parasha of Gezlager is going to apply, and he has Yorshim, doesn't have Yorshim, but Lamaisa, the existence of Mammon for Kotan is a given. And Tosfos bothered the question, how did that happen? How is the Kotan Zoich on property? The normal ways to be Zoich on property, to receive a gift, to pick up hefker, to buy and sell, those things presumably do not apply to a Kotan, because the Kotan is a lot by das. Last week we just said it presumably, we said Risvara, but the emphasis is there's almost a raya brewer to that idea. That's a Mishnah in Maseches Gittin in the fifth parak. The Mishnah says that if a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah finds something, Mitzias Kotan, Ein Behem Gezel, Be'Dakir Shalom, but the only reason why I shouldn't steal it from them is because it's not nice. I can get into a fight with the kid's father. But in terms of does he really own it? He doesn't really own it. He wants it black on white. The kid picks up from it, sees not zayich on it. So it's obvious that a katan cannot own thing. And the reason is obvious because it is ain't a bar das. So Tosfos suggested for a very, very short amount of time, perhaps about half a line, a possible solution to this problem. That even though a katan is a lot bar das, but somebody can be zayich on his behalf, so I can give a gift to Reuven. Is it, people feel it's too warm here? Is it, I don't know whether the air is working so great. Maybe just, it's set on 67 now. 67. So Tosfos suggests that maybe if I want to give a gift to Reuven, Reuven's not around, I can give it to Shimon on his behalf. So maybe the same stunt could work for Kotan, and yeah, he's Zechiel Kotan. So Tosfos backpedaled and says, no, it's ain't Zechiel Kotan. I'll tell you why ain't Zechiel Kotan. Because Zechiel is part of the Sugya Shlichus, and we know that ain't Shlichus to Kotan. So by extension, ain't Zechiel Kotan. So that raised the red flag. Is that really true? That Zechiel is Mitab Shlichus? So we went searching for Gemara Maseches Nedarim, but the Gemara presented the possibility of being Mafish Truma based on Zechiel. I didn't receive permission to be Mafish Truma. I'm doing it because I think it's advantageous for you. And the Gemara says that works, assuming that's advantageous. Whether or not it's advantageous is up for discussion. But in terms of learning that it is beneficial for you, then the Gemara says explicitly that it would work. What conclusion should we draw from that? So the Tosfos on the spot of the Gemara says, Zechiel Mitam Shlichus. And with the very end of the Shia last week, so the Rashba said it's not true. That the Olam Zechiel is not Mitam Shlichus. So how does Zechiel work for Fershus Truma? Because that one case in the Gemara is talking about when I'm offish from my Peiros on your Peiros. I have no right to take your Peiros without your explicit permission. If I'm taking my Peiros, that's Zechiel. If I'm taking your Peiros, that requires a Minish Shlichus. So at the very, very end of the Shia, we said that Machlokes Tosfos in the Rashba is a very, very important Machlokes Halacha L'maaseh, because the Truma Sadeshin quotes that the Shaila, can a person be mafish chal on somebody else's behalf if they know that the person would want them to do it? It's absolutely 100% advantageous for them that they weren't explicitly appointed to do so. So the Tzimtzum says yes, and the Ramah says yes, and the Taz Paskin says yes. All the Paskin in your day say, yeah, it's okay, you can do it. And the case that the Tzimtzum was discussing, the woman was in the middle of baking, and she had to go run out to the store, and the Jewish teenage helper realized that Kevalt, it's time to be Mafish Chalav, she could do it, she wasn't appointed, it's okay. Zoch the Yom Shalom B'Fonim. So the Ketzos says, what do you mean, Zoch the other? That's called Zoch the other, that doesn't work, because Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichos, Zechiah is when you're taking your property, Shlichos is when you're taking his property, a whole Shilotur. So that Machloikis, about can I be Mafish Chalav, or Truma, Mises for that matter, from somebody else's property without their explicit permission, that's a very, very loaded question. The world of Hashkochas today, Maisa b'cholion. You have a bakery. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're doing baking. Who exactly is Mafish Chalav? The owner is Mafish Chalav. The owner is sleeping at 4 o'clock in the morning. Who's Mafish Chalav? The Mashgiach is Mavish Chala. One of the firm bakers is Mavish Chala. Was he appointed to be Mavish Chala? I said, what do you mean? Of course he was. It says in his contract, his job is to be Mavish Chala. He was appointed. Not so simple. The Gemara Nazir says, you can't appoint someone to be a Shaliach for something that you yourself can't do now. It's called, you know, the Machmad of a Shalom Yoram. The same way that I can't sell something I don't own, I can't appoint a Shaliach at something that's not doable now. Go try to be Mavish Chala on something before the dough was made. Go. Go take a bag of flour and say, Harei Zechala. It's not going to work. Mafish Chalas or Kemach is Dvar Batalim. So the only way for Afresh Chala to work through Shalichas is at 4 o'clock in the morning, you have to call the owner, wake him up, and get an official Miner Shalichas once it's ready to dough. Trust me, that's not happening. Nobody's doing that. So what's Pshat? So Mechorah, the Minig Olam is, assuming like the Ramah, assuming like the Mesadeshin, assuming like these Rishonim, it doesn't matter. I don't need a formal Miner Shalichas. If the Zoch Miyadam, of course the owner of the bakery wants me to do this. If not, he's going to lose his Ashkach for not being Mafish Chal. Of course he's happy for me to be Mafish Chal. Of course he doesn't want to be bothered at 4 o'clock in the morning to wake up and come to the bakery Mafish Chal. So the Minig Olam seems to be against this, Rashi. So getting back to that, that was like the side of the end, the tangential part of this week's year. Let's get back to the thrust of our discussion. So we're still searching for a mechanism for a child to own something in a Torah. To give it to him as a gift doesn't sound right. To give it to somebody else to be Zohim doesn't sound like it's going to work. So how does this work? What's Pshat? So comes Tosus back on Samaches in the days and offers the following possible solution to this problem. Comes to us on some Ches Beis. Let's pick it up from Bahadistan. The first one line is Bahadistan. It's about 15 lines down. So Bahadistan Manizokin in the fifth breath of Gittin, Mitzias Cherish Vishaiti Yeshvin Gazel Nedak Yeshalom. If a child picks up something and I subsequently steal it from him, that's not real gezeila. If I'm a deraisa lo, because presumably a child cannot own something in a Torah, says Tosfos, das acheres makna osan shayni. Says Tosfos, there's a big difference between a child picking something up and me giving to him as a gift to the child. But man, the Rambam Murim, a child can't be zeich on something in a Torah. That means he can't be Zeich on his own Minotaur. If he picks up a lost object, he's not kind of Minotaur. But if I give it to him, I'm the Neisei. I provide the Das. Das Ches Makno, so that for sure works with Daraisa. At Kant of Yatosis. And therefore, actually makes perfect sense. That you wonder how a Katan got something? Somebody gave it to him as a gift. Das Ches Makno, so is a valid mechanism of transferring ownership to Katan, even on level of Daraisa. I'm a sister in Torah. Based on what? Based on who? Based on where? We have no idea. We have no idea what the svar for Das Ches Makna so is. Tosfos just said it to answer our kasha. So Tosfos, the Baal HaTosfos is smart enough to realize that there are other answers to this kasha. And Tosfos later on is going to give us other answers. So we're not going to build an entire mountain out of this molehill to answer our kasha. We're not going to say, oh, because we have a kasha that had been some ches, how does it corrupt their own property? We're going to make up this new shtickle Torah called Das Ches Makna, which no one understands anyway. Now, says Tosfos, we're telling you this answer, this chiluk, this distinction of Das Ches Makna Sel is true min haTorah, and it's going to prove it to you from another Gemara. It's a raya brew from a different sugya in Shas that has to be a result of this cloud. Das Ches Makna Sel is a kidney min haTorah. What's the other sugya? So Hashta Nicha, the famous Gemara Maseches Sukkah, Had Yor Perch Mu Va'arava. The likni inish lulove liyanuka, diyanuka make nikoni aknuilo makne. Say it 5 times as fast. Comes the Gemara Maseches Sukkah and tells us the following very, very famous halacha. Gemara says, don't give your lulve nesreg to your child, to your little 8-year-old. You think you're doing a great job of chinuch, and don't give him your lulve nesreg before you use it. Why? Lo likne inish lulove liyanuka. Why? The yanuka making a kani. A little child has the ability to be kind of things. Aknuyama makni, but he can't sell it back to me. He doesn't have the ability to give it back, to return it. So he says, what does it mean he has the ability to acquire things? What are the words when he can't, he's going to acquire it? Didn't we just got finished saying, Katan can't acquire anything? What's the answer? You're giving it to him. Das Ches Makna Sel. So says Tosfos, the make the koni afilu midaraisa. Vayidei das ches machnas al zoche midaraisa. Says Tosfos, that Gemara in Masechah Sukkah is the proof positive to our Yisoid. So for our purposes, I can't do it. So again, Tosfos started out by thinking, how can a katan know anything in a Torah? Mitzias cher shat the katan, ein magen l'beit ha kisholam. Agamar says they clearly don't tell him in a Torah. Says Tosfos, the answer must be das ches machnas al. And a proof positive is the Gemara in Masechah Sukkah. So now let's ask the more serious question. What's this for? Give me a beer, everybody say. Give me a beer in this magic called Daskas Machnasa. Is it called a bar das or not a bar das? Is it a lot of bar das? How does Daskas Machnasa work? Any ideas? How does this magic work? The Kotlin's the same 8-year-old. Whether he's picking up a tzio or he's receiving a gift.
So maybe a kinyan is a transfer of ownership. So it can be done either the konyan does the maisa and his konyan, or the maknan releases it to him.
So in other words, what I think Rabbi is suggesting is that you don't really need das konyan. It's not critical to have das konyan. It's not as critical as we thought it was. Okay, so you're ready, the second step, you're ready to ketosis beer. I want to go down one beer first, and I'm going to come back to the ketosis beer. So a couple of group bacharonim, ketosis actually makes reference to group bacharonim, who have a startling understanding of what das ches machnasa means. Lo'oyolom say these acharonim, not like the ketosis right for real, lo'oyolom say these acharonim, you require das koinin in order to be koinin to something. It's inconceivable someone should acquire something without das koinin. For that matter, you also need das machna. I always say, what's it called when you have das koinin without das machna? We have another name for it. It's called gzeila. Okay? So, das machna vadini, and das koinin also vadini. But listen to this stuff, listen to this twist. I'm the gadol, and you're the katan. I'm going to give you something, and I'm going to do a zochim liyadam shloi b'fonav on your behalf. I'm going to provide what on your behalf, Rabbi Sayyid?
Das.
So listen, what's happening? You're going to do the ma'isa kinyan, you're going to pick it up, and I'm going to provide the das kinyan on your behalf. Because after all, there's a sunya called das, called zochim liyadam shloi b'fonav. Zochim liyadam shloi b'fonav usually is on two things. Normal Zachshav Fana means I want to give Reuben a gift. Reuben's in Australia, so I give it to Shimon instead. So Shimon does the Maisa Kinyan, he picks it up on behalf of Reuben, and Shimon provides the Das Kinyan on behalf of Reuben. That's normal Zachin. But you can have a watered down Zachin as well, not on the Maisa Kinyan, because the recipient of the Kinyan himself is doing the Maisa Kinyan, but I'm doing Zachin on the Das Kinyan. That's also okay, that's fine. I can split it. One guy does the Maisa, I provide the Das. Very good. So come these Acharonim and say, La'olam you require Das Koine, and therefore Mitzias Chershat the Katan is not real Gezeila, because he doesn't have Das Koine. Who's going to be? There is no person providing Das Koine on his behalf. But when there's a Matana being given, the Matna does this Chia on behalf of the Katan. At Kan these Acharonim. What's the Kasha, by the way? Oh, yeah, you're already the second Kasha. I want a Kasha like, huh? Wait, let's, did we just... We just process what we heard. That Zoch Liyadam Shalom B'Fonav. I got a great idea. Sometimes, comes Erev Shabbos, I'm running around to give a set of Mishnah Berurahs to the Bar Mitzvah Boy, the kids not in Shul. So I run to give it to somebody else to be Zoicha on behalf of the Bar Mitzvah Boy. I got a great idea. It's a tricky. Let's assume I own those Mishnah Berurahs. The Yemenis, I don't even own them, really belong to the Shul. Assuming for now, I own the Mishnah Berurahs. I got a great idea. There's the Mishnah Berurah. So I turn around to myself and I say, Rabbi Zablowski, do me a favor, please. Probably talk to myself. Do me a favor. Here, I'm handing it over to you. You pick it up on behalf of my mitzvah boy Reuben. What do you think about that? It's a late tonus. It's a joke. Zoch Lam Shom fun of obviously can't be the noisein, can't be the zoiche. Zoch Lam Shom fun of means I want to give it to Reuben so Shimon can do it on behalf of Reuben. But I, the Noisin, can't do it on behalf of the Makabal. That's not a joke. It's a farce. Everyone knows that. So what does Zechariah say? What is the beer of Zechariah? Zechariah is saying, matana to a katan works. I'm giving to the katan, and ich bin the das zoichen. I'm providing the das zoichen in his behalf. Who are you to provide the das zoichen in his behalf? It's crazy. What's the Bira Dover? But I say, think it through. Think it through. What's the lomdus of the sheet in these acharonim? This idea that everybody agrees I can't put the sefer from a right hand to a left hand. That's like a milsa pshita. I don't need acharonim to this. The Mishnah is gemara. That's milsa pshita. Why not? Why can't I do that? Why can't I be the noisin and the bekabel at the same time? What?
Here
it sounds like a cut to the woman. Oh, it's the key word. The chisaron, why Reuven can't give Reuven on behalf of Shimon, is not a chisaron that Reuven can't do a das hakno on behalf of the Makabel. That's not the problem. The problem is, what kind of maisekim is that? Maisekim, by definition, means it's exiting the noisin and entering into the Makabel. So you want to tell me that Reuven can give a gift to Shimon on behalf of Levi? I understand that. Because it's exiting Reuven's hands, entering into Shimon's domain, who is representing Levi. But if Reuven takes the Gemara and puts it from one hand to another, so it never exited Reuven's domain. That's not a Maisa Kinyan. A Maisa Kinyan handing from right hand to a left hand, it's felt in the Maisa Kinyan. So now we understand the Zechariah. But mad devar mamurim, I can't make a zechiyah using myself. That's when the zechiyah is necessary to affect a ma'aseh kinyan. But when the zechiyah is not necessary to affect that kinyan, why? Because the ma'aseh kinyan is being done by Hura Baisai, by the Kotan himself, by the real recipient.
He's doing it.
Kotan can do a ma'aseh kinyan. Kotan can pick something up. He's smart kid. It's a physical act. But what can the Kotan do? The Kotan can provide das. To provide das through the vehicle of Zachar Shalom Bafanav can even be done by the Noisid himself. There's nothing wrong with that. And therefore, the mechanism of Das Chas Machas according to his first group, Racharenim, is based on the principle of Zachar Shalom Bafanav. It's a watered-down Zachar. It's a Zachar on Das, not on Vaisa. Most Zachars are both. This is a unique kind of Zachar. It's only on half the picture. But Dafka, because it's only on half the picture, therefore it has the Kerech to be done by the Baldover himself. That's the Bira though.
Has to be Bafanav, it has to be the taker, right?
Yeah, right. If the Kotlan doesn't do the actual picking up, I want to do the whole thing on the after the Kotlan, then you're right, then I got to get
it.
Right. So Rabbi said, let's walk this through now. So according to these Acharonim, Das Ches Maknoso is really a cousin of Zachar Shalom Bafanav. It's an extension of the parish of the Sugi Zachar Shalom Bafanav. It's a very, very fancy Lomdisha version, watered down version of Zachar Shalom Bafanav. I have no doubt in my mind that Taita Sanhedrin doesn't hold that way. Why do I say it with such conviction? Taita 2 minutes ago, or last week, told us that Zachar Lerem Shalom Bafanav is not the solution to a Kotan acquiring something. Because Taita, through and through, in Sanhedrin, in Nedarim, the Baal Deh, Taita, and Kotar, could hold that Zachiyah B'tam Shlichus. Therefore, the minute you say the word Zachiyah, you're asking for trouble, you cannot do Zachim for a Kotan. It doesn't work with a Torah. So if you're going to tell me a story that Das Ches Maknoso is a subcategory of Zachar Lerem Shalom Bafanav, but Zachar Lerem Bafanav doesn't work for a Kotan. So how in the world could Das Ches Maknoso work for a Kotan? So the whole flow of the Taisus is not right. So these Zachim are, maybe they're right according to somebody. There's a Rambam that sounds a little bit like these Zachim, but they're not right according to Taisus. There's no way under the sun that this Taisus and Edrin holds, like this Tipple Torah, that Das Ches Maknoso is part of Zachim. So if it's not part of Zachim, what else is it? Easy to knock out one group. Now we're going to be very proud. The Ketos back in the picture. Comes the Ketos and says, yes, Niki Zachim. Comes the Ketos and says, I'll tell you what Das Ches Maknoso means in that Torah. What it means is something startling. We're going to undermine everything we've been assuming for the last week. Last week's Shia worked with an assumption. You need das koina. You must have that. It's chayk v'lo yav, you need das koina. You know what the Ketzai says? You don't. You need das makna, otherwise it's gazela. You don't need das koina. There's no stick with das koina. It doesn't exist. That's why das ches makna so works, because you don't need das koina. What's the kasha? It's guilty of overkill, this Ketzai. If there's no requirement of das koine v'chal, the only das that the halacha recognizes is das makneh, so which mishnah is wrong?
Sukkah.
Well, the second sukkah needs another explanation anyway. We got to work with this other sukkah anyway. But which mishnah? The mishnah in Gittin. What's the mishnah in Gittin? Metzias, Chayre Shem Fekotam, Ein Ben Gezel, Ben Dakishom. The Mishnah says, if I steal from a kid who picked up a lost, kid finds a ball on the street, and he keeps it, and I bowl him over and take it away from him, I'm only a Gazel Midrabanan. Why am I a Gazel Midrabanan? I should be a Gazel Midraisa. If it's right that you don't need Das Kaina, so why is Mitzir's Cheshire Fekotam not Gezel Midraisa? But who, tell me, can you somebody name me the Das you need? Do you need Das Machna to be Zech from Hefker? That's a joke. There is no Machna, it's Hefker. You don't need Das Kod. You told me to need Das Kod.
Need some Das.
But some. Who's that? What does it mean, some Das?
So,
let's put a name on it. We need a good Lomdashit term. Some's not going to be a trick. We need a Lomdashit term. Let's rephrase it. There's a din that Kenyan requires das. We'll call it nishdas makna, nishdas koina, das Kenyan. It is inconceivable for a transferring of ownership to take place and nobody to know what's going on. Those things, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. The only way is a change of ownership happens, a chirusha. That's the end of the day, it's not there. Property only transfers from one person to another requires das Kenyan. Who is going to supply Das Kinyan? Who generally supplies Das Kinyan? 9 out of 10 times? 10 out of 10 times. The Machna. Obviously the Machna has to provide it because if not, then it's gazela. Every once in a blue moon, now it can't be a blue moon, it's the full moon. We're on that. Every once in a while, we're not going to talk the language of Das Meicher, Das Makne providing Das Kinyan. You know why? Because there's no Makne. What's no Makne? What is it? Zochem and Hefker, Metzias. So obviously it's foolish to talk about Das Makne by a Metzia, but how are you talking? How can it be that something is Nikne transfer without Das Kinyan? Akoch, what do you have to say? When you have a situation of a transfer of ownership that doesn't have a Makne to speak of, the other part is got to step up to the plate to provide Das Kinyan. Who is that? The Kleiner. So it's not pshat that you need Das Kleiner. You don't need Das Kleiner. It's a gavra. Just, you know, usually the klal is, if you say it with a little bit of a Yiddish, you know, a little bit of a kretch at the end, and you move your hands enough times, and you do like that, and you get the shilatar. The din das, the din of das that you need for zechiyam and ahev, because zechiyam and metziah, is not a din of the gavra. You don't need Das Kleiner. You need somebody to provide Das Kinyan, and there is no other somebody. So for Shteitzich, the Kohen has got to be the one to step up to the plate. And that's what the Mishnah says. And if the Kohen is not there, so therefore there's no Zechir Min HaTorah. That's the beer of the Mishnah says, Metzias Chesh HaTukon, Im Gezal Beit HaKishalom. That's a Lom D'Shavor. That din is a reflection of the fact, it's an expression of the fact, that, hey, you need Das Kinyan, and you don't have it. There is no Makna. The Kohen is not capable of providing Das. So nothing's going to happen Min HaTorah. But if I have a situation where there is somebody relevant who could provide the Das Kinyan, it happens to be the Machna. It just happens to be the Kona doesn't have Das, so what? Look, Machna. I never did a Das Kona in the first place. So there's a fundamental Lomdash Machlek, as it says in the earlier Acharenim, what role of any does Das Kona play in Allah? According to the first group of Acharenim, every Kinyan requires Das Machna, Das Kona, and everything, and if you're going to somehow forgo Das Kohen, you have to come up with some kind of razzle-dazzle reason how it's being provided by somebody else. And you have to go down the road of Zochen Mishal Befanav, and you got to come down with Shtipul Torah about Zochen, and you're against the Taisus. According to the Taisus, that whole premise is incorrect. Never was, never is, never will be a din of Das Kohen. The din of Metzias Chesh V'Kohen is not a proof there's an existence of Das Kohen. It's just simply an expression of the fact that you need Das Kenyan. Machalik's been a kotze la kotze to the Taisus in the first group of Rechmanim, and the Taisus could go down through. This is what Rav Perel was saying, in effect. The second beer, in effect, what the Tzitzis is saying. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Even in the case with Mitzir, there is a Das Magna, it's just a different type of Das Magna, which is Yeish.
Oh, I'm so excited. So you said a very, very loaded statement. The Mishnah says, Mitzias Chereshet V'Kotan, Ein Behen Gezel. Notice what the Mishnah doesn't say. Mishnah speaks about ownerless property, and the example that the Mishnah gives is a lost object. What could the Mishnah have also said? a Domishal Hefker. Why didn't the Mishnah say that? So the Mishnah Melech claims that there's a major machlekes in the Rishonim as to the answer to that question. Mishnah Melech claims that there are some Rishonim who say it's loved Akhmet, just an example of a Domishal Hefker, same thing. See a Hefker, my Nefkarina. And other Rishonim, he claims, say, when you have Hefker, you have a Das Echeres Machnoso. You know what the Das Echeres Machnoso was? The Mafkir. Mitziah is not a Das Echeres Machnoso because being Mitziyayish is not a Hakno. Being Mitziyayish is not a providing Das. Being Mitziyayish just means it's a Din of a Shavas Aveda, it's a Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. Once a Mitziyayish, Memele, it's Pok on the Mitzvah Shavas Aveda. Memele, it becomes open to anyone else to take, but it's not Pshat that I'm giving it to you. A Mitziyayish is not the same as a Mafkir. So that may be the answer to your question. That may be Enoch and Abi. But Mafkir, maybe, yeah, but Mitziyayish, Nish. It depends what you think about Hefker, right? So that's the Mishnah I've talked about. You think that Hefker is ultimately, the see, look, is it Hakanah? Does it belong to the person? Like it's Rashi. And there's a lot of times about this. Good. So let's backpedal for a second. This idea that Tosfos is developing in our sugya, that Metziah and Matana part ways, and again, the engine that's driving it is Das Kas Makos, so Bain Lefi, sorry, Bain Lefi, the earlier Echorainim. The Chara, this should have another application as well. Leaving Katana out of the picture. I'll give you the following example. There's a Gemara in the fifth Perek of Yevamos that says, Ha'oide ben nichse hager u'chasav shalohu loikana. If a ger, like the case of Samches, Yerushalayim ve'en lo yarshim, so what happens to all his property? It all becomes hefker. Yerushim ve'en lo yarshim, everything becomes hefker. There are no yarshim. It happens to be that field, Yerushim ve'en lo yarshim, happens to be adjacent to my field, and I'm doing some work in my field. I'm improving the quality of my field. And I happen to go over the border, and I do some work in his field as well. That now is Sadashal Hefker. That Sadashal Geshem Eis Ve'el Yorshim. And the rule is, whoever makes the first Baisakir, whoever makes the first Chazach in the field gets it. So I happen to be the one. I'm digging a hole in his field. There's one small technical problem. What's the problem? I didn't realize that it was going over the border. Because Sadashal Shalom, I thought it was mine. I didn't pay too much attention to the survey from the town. So I thought that I'm fixing up my property, and I ended up, I was over the line, and I did a chazakah. I did a chazakah without knowing I did a chazakah. Says the Gemara Yevamos, you're not kana. Why are you not kana? What do you think? Why are you not kana? I did a ma'aseh kinyan. What's the answer? One of two answers. Either there's no, let's say, fully. Either there's no, according to the first group, there's no what? There's no das what? That's kind. According to the choice, there's no das. Well, machna is ever going to be, there's no das kinyan. Right? So, Bein Leviak choice, Bein Lechonim, this Gemara is the halacha equivalent of Metzias Chereshat Lekaton, Kainim Takana of Daki Shalom. Means, Min HaTorah, Metzias Chereshat Lekaton, is mamash analogous to Oidim Nechsegia. What's the difference whether the potential Zoycha is a Labar das because he's a Katon? Or he's a quote-unquote la bardas because he doesn't realize what's going on. He's not la bardas, but he's lemaisa, he's not expressing das. The heart, it's equivalent. These are both examples of a person doing a maisa kinyan, albeit not providing das. So that's the first of one of them. Comes the Rashba, the Mesechas Gittin, and there's a raya from a Gemara. I was having an order whether we should bring the Gemara Gittin in and really go through the sugya together. It's a very complicated Gemara, so we'll leave it out. There's a Rashba in the second part of Gittin. There's a raya from the Gemara that if I give you a gift and you have no idea that you're receiving this gift, you pick it up and you thought it was yours. You know, you thought I'm joking, you don't understand English. Well, I'm giving you a gift, I'm not going to give it to you, and you have no idea what's going on. But you went through the motion of the kinyan, you know what the Rashba says? You're kind of. Frek the Rashba himself, what do you mean you're kind of? What's the Tzinan Yavamas? What do you think the Rashba says? Das, four words. Das Chas Machnas. So the Rashba in the second breath of Gittin says vis-a-vis a Maisa Kinyan done by a Bar Das without knowing what's going on is the halach equivalent of a Maisa Kinyan done by a Kotan. The same way Tyson and Hennes and Ches is differentiating vis-a-vis a Kotan between to pick up a Metziah, to pick up a Nechzi Ager, it ain't gonna fly, But if it's giving to somebody, everything changes, either because they're achrayim or the ktzos. So these two halachas are equal to one another. Now we'll get just into the world of the ma'aseh before we get back to our tesis. A real, real shalom ma'aseh. Comes to ktzos and says, I want to know the following thing, says the ktzos. I'm trying to transfer ownership of property to you, and you're going through all the motions, every single motion, all six of the motions. You're nodding, absolutely, Rabbi, whatever you say, sounds great, wonderful. I'll give you a bottle of schnapps at the same time. Hey, what a gavaldi, everything's wonderful. You did everything. And then we ask the person on the side, by the way, do you realize that you just became the lucky recipient of $10 million worth of merchandise? So you know what the recipient says? He says, the rabbis played a game with me. It's the day before his holiday. I owe him the joke. So let's honest is this. I just bought $10 million worth of we'll call it chametz. What, really? So the ktzos addresses the issue, but doesn't say the word chametz. You want to know what the ktzos talks about? Mechiras behemoth to exempt you from bechor. For the good old farmers in our midst, if you own an animal that's about to give birth, firstborn, you don't want to be bothered with bechor behemoth tohora. Maybe Petach Mor, we'd like to be bothered with bechor behemoth tohora. Nobody today wants to be bothered with. It's a serious problem. You can't do anything with it. So the minhag ha'olam has been for the last 2,000 years that we sell off part of the animal to the goyim before it gives birth, and shalom ha'yisrael. So it says, what would the din be if I'm sitting down with a non-Jew and I go through all the different kinyanim and the non-Jew nods and nods and nods, and when he walks away, you ask him, do you realize you just bought 10 cows and 6 sheep and 4 goats? He says, what is the rabbi? What is he talking about? He asked me to do him a favor. He gave me a bottle of schnapps and I'm happy. I bought his goats. What do I need his goats for? I don't even live in the farm. I live in the city. What do I need my goats for? Is he coated the goats? Is he coated the sheep? Is he coated the cows or not? What do you think? The Jewish farmer definitely wanted to sell them. Or in the case of the chametz, the balabatim who owned the pizza stores really wanted truly to sell this pizza. They don't want my Rabbi Motze. Oh, wait. What shall I ask you, Rabbi Say? I'm asking, does Das Echas Magnus apply to a goy? That's what I'm asking. That's exactly what I'm asking. So I asked the question, you answered the question. You tell me. Does Das Echas Magnus, so this chiddush of the Rashba, which is basically just an extension of this Tosis, the Das Echas Magnus so works in a Torah, can it work to transfer ownership to a non-Jew? Why would one think it's when a din mamonos between Jews and non-Jews? What's the answer? No. Let's walk it through. If no.
Why not?
What's the difference? Jew, God, it's all the same thing. According to the first Acharonim, it's dependent upon Zechiyah. Yeah. And guess what? There's no Zochin for a Goy. No matter what you think about, whether you think that Zechiyah is B'tamshon or B'tamshon, the Gemara says, Pem Oli above Metziah, Ein Zechiyah Yaakov. If I want to give a gift to a non-Jew, I can't give it to somebody else and he'll pick it up on behalf of the non-Jew. That doesn't work. That's ridiculous. That's not going to work. So Rabbi Yisai comes to Ktzos and says, this is a real nafkamina. So we have a Ktzos, the Das Echas Magnus, so it's good, it's fantastic, it's the greatest thing in the world. Ktzos said, like, the Rashba said the same, you saw it vis-a-vis someone who doesn't mind skiing without knowing what's flying. So we're willing to accept the Tosis, but we're not sure to be with the Tosis. And now the Nafkamina Dina is huge. It's for this reason that some Rabbanim try very, very hard with Bibichim's Chometz to get a non-Jew who really knows what we're talking about, who understands exactly what's going on. And when he says he's buying $10 million worth of Chometz, he means business. Why? He's a businessman. That's what he does all day. He buys and sells a lot of things. So it's for this reason that there are some Rabbanim who are makbid that don't want to take time to bring a guy off the street, bring the guy who cleans up at the shul. Abdakis didn't understand you. Sometimes there's a language barrier. Sometimes he doesn't understand business exactly. So it starts to get a little bit shaky. If he doesn't really understand what's going on, according to some Achorim, we're not so sure this whole Mechir's Chometz is going to work. This is the reason for this Chometz. Based on this, on these first Achorim, according to the Ktzos, you don't give any guy in the street, doesn't make a difference. But according to the first Bacharonim, there would be a good reason to insist on having a non-Jewish recipient who really understands, because the last thing we'd want to do with a non-Jew is to rely on Das Chas Machlasa, which may be a subcategory of Zechir. So basically, up until now, we've been assuming that Das Chas Machlasa works. From the Gemara, how do we know that? Two rights. Number one, we have a sugya in Sanhedrin. We need a kohen to own property. That's key to Das Chas in Sanhedrin. And there was another Gemara. What was the other Gemara? The pivotal Gemara. That was Eretz Sukkah. So let's take a look at that Gemara Sukkah a little bit more carefully. Tosfos quoted it, so we kind of got what the Gemara said. But let's just make sure we see it inside, what the Gemara really, really said. What did it say? So Gemara Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. It's about almost two-thirds of the way down. The first little one is the Ochla. Amr B'Zeira, lo likay inish Hoshana. A person shouldn't give his Hoshana. Hoshana probably just means the whole bundle. Lul, that's what that doesn't mean. The Hoshanas. Lo likay inish Hoshana Yenuka. B'yom etov kama. On the first day of Sukkot. Obviously, this is not a problem by the third day of Chol HaMoed, because it doesn't have to be lachem anyway after the first day. In Chutz La'aretz, it's machlekes and Rishonim, it has to be lachem on the second day, as a speck of the Yoma. And we try to be mocking for that. Therefore, the post can say, this is a tricky thing. A lot of people know this Gemara and forget that there's a second day yantar. A lot of people do, is that they shake the Levid Esek first themselves. And then they give it to their kid. No problem. The Gemara says, don't give it to your kid. That's before, but I did it already. What about tomorrow? How's Gid going to be mocking it back to for tomorrow? So it's not the best idea to do that. But how you do that, what other rates to do, those are different kunsim. But again, the Gemara is talking about Mamish first day. So the first day, the Gemara says, for sure, don't do it. Because the child can be kone, but he can't be makne. And it'll turn out that you're not going to be yaitzeh with a lulav that's not yours. There's one phrase in this Gemara that lachar is not true. Aknui lo makne, a katan can't give a gift. The Mishnah says in Gittin, Hapa'utos mekach mekach v'mkar mekach. Once a child is old enough that he understands a little bit about buying it, so he knows what it means to go to the store. So he's 8, 9 years old, whatever it is. So such, once a child has reached that age, he can give a gift. He can give a gift. He can give a gift midrabon, and why not? Midaraisi can. It's not a dasmach, but midrabon he can. So what's the most problem? What does it mean that he can't give a gift? A k'nilo makni. Oh, so according to Tosis, this Gemara reads like a charm. According to Tosis, what this Gemara means is, da'asaches machno so makes it his, on what level? Midaraisa, either based on Zohar or Tosis, wherever you think the longest is, it makes it his, b'na Torah. And now you want this 12 and a half year old young man to give it back to you? That works with the Rabbanon, but it doesn't work with the Raisa. For the bits of the Aminim, it has to be Lachem bin HaTorah. The fact that you own something with the Rabbanon is Lamav Lameirid. Kinin de Rabbanon Lamahan with the Raisa. That's how Tosfos reads this Gemara. Is there any other way to read this Gemara that doesn't force into Tosfos' camp? Is there any way to read this Gemara that Gemara is not even talking about? Das Chas Machlasa being Kodem bin HaTorah. Come other Rishonim and say, how old is this kid? I don't know, it doesn't say. Maybe he's under the age of Plutus. He's 3 years old. He's 5 years old. See, he's not even given notice of Plutus yet. All the Gemara said was, don't give it to your child, because he's going to be kone. What's the next word? Not midaraisa. He's going to be kone what? Maybe midirabonon. And he won't be able to give it back to you, even midirabonon, because he's too, not in Plutus yet. But infant Salome, that he's 12 and a half, because of that, you can give it to him, get it right back to him. You know why? Because he was never zeich with the rice anyway. You know why? Because there's no such thing called Das Chas Machlasa. The Gemara never said the word Das Chas Machlasa. Taitzus read this Gemara. Because with the Rabbanon, he is kind. The Kotel is kind of something with the Rabbanon, when I give it to him as a gift, and he can't be machlasa back to me even with the Rabbanon because he's too young. Right, but it could be according to these Rishonim, according to the second group of Rishonim, once he owns it with the Rabbanon, so then a kin in the Rabbanon, and now becomes, that's not called Lachem anymore. Now, it's not clear when the bits of the Aminim follows the rules of the Torah, follows the rules of Shulchan Aruch, so to speak. That's the Shaila.
So according to this approach, though, the So the Zayr is telling us, don't give it to a Katan Shaykh who's not in Torah's Chinuch.
So you jump by saying Chinuch and Putos are the same thing. There's probably a gap between them. Putos is probably older than a Gil Chinuch. Gil Chinuch from a Lubin Esther is not so old. Kid was out of shaking around a little bit. Not hit the guy in the back, but shake a little bit. But he's not necessarily giving us a Putos. It's a small window. So by side, at the end of the day, we spent 40 minutes tonight talking about all the Lomdus Das Ches Machin Osel, but we're not even sure it exists. It only existed in Tyson's world to solve two kashas, to explain the Ibn Sukkah, which we just showed not everyone buys or do. But wait a second, it existed to solve the problems in Hedrin. And if you don't accept Tyson's, then we're back to square one, back to where we left off the Shia. The first 5 minutes of last week's Shia, how does it cut it on something? So up until now, We were presenting Taisa's view of the sugya of Bailas for Katan. Now let's begin the second view, which is also Taisa's, but the second end. So that's Taisa's and Hefti Das Ches in the days. Taisa took you to a grand tour about Das Ches Machnoso. And now Taisa concedes, you know what? There's another way for a child to own something. Let's take a look on Samaches in the days. It's the Taisa's in the middle-sized lines in the Tosis, about 6-7 lines up from the end of the middle of those size lines. You can figure that. The first word is Svarim. There are two words that have Svarim as the first word. It's the second line. If you're confused, no way I understand. So again, the first word line is Svarim. It's, if you look where the very wide lines are, up about 6-7 lines from there. The Om Mashkachas La Sheyesh Lamam LeKatan. There is another way that a child could potentially own money. Now, before we even see the words of Tosfos, I can already tell you the answer to that question. There's an easy way to acquire property without any das whatsoever. You know what it's called? It's called Yerusha. Yerusha, for sure. It's the Shiloh of Adam. It's like a no-brainer. So why do we spend two shurim talking about this topic? Why don't we just go down the route of Yerusha to start with? What's the answer? He's a Ger Shemek's family. This guy doesn't have any Irish. He doesn't have any relatives. Not so simple. He doesn't have any relatives now, but he had relatives when he was a non-Jew. Tosfos continues. Before he converted, at the ripe old age of two, he had a Irish. Taisus quotes the Gemara and says, Kedusha and Daf Yud Ches, a guy is Yerush, his father in a Torah. A Pasuk in Chumash, Yerush and Esav. Now the Emma says the Gemara questions whether that's the right Mokor or not, but there is some Mokor somewhere in Chumash that there's Yerush is a guy, Achim Yerush is Aviv and a Torah. This is Machlek, the Rambam in the Meiri, whether the Gemara means only Aviv, or means all Yerush. That's a Yerush and a Kishayla. But everyone agrees there's some kind of Yerush is a guy in a Torah. Absolutely. You don't say Ger Shis Gan Kadosh in all of them
in that way. The asset that comes with him is the Yerusha that was there that existed under his assets.
Right.
One of his assets that he had originally was this Yerusha.
Right. That's the answer. That's the answer that I'm saying. That's exactly right. That's the case. Says Tosfos, that is the case of a Ger owning money. That's the case of a Katan owning money. Tosfos asked the Kasha last week, how does a Katan own money? The answer is he was Yerush. Well, joke, who was a Yerush? He's a Ger Shemes Ben Lo Yerushim. You're right. Now he's in Lo Yerushim. But when he was a Goy, he had a Yerush. He was Yerush, his father. And the assets do come to him. You don't say Ger Shemes Ben Lo Yerushim. That only applies to certain things.
It wouldn't be true after he's Miskaya.
Right, once he's Miskaya. No, then he's not related to the Gershom father anymore.
But the Yerusha comes from just the
Gershom father, once he's Miskaya, then he's Kershom Ben Lo Yerushim vis-a-vis the previous relatives. So then he doesn't get the money.
Clearly, the government's laws, he's going to be the Yerush.
We're talking about the day. You want to know what's going to happen in America in 2021? That's a different story. But I'm talking about in Din Torah, the only way for this kid to have any money is their Yerusha, and the only way for that to happen is that Yerusha must have predated his Gerus. The post date is Gerus, not related anymore.
Well, that's the father's stuff, though. Like some of this, because Ger, now they have all this stuff. I don't have a child to give it to.
This is that's the Ger Shemes. It's Hefker.
Yeah,
That's right. Gersh based on Yosher, that's right. The only reason why that didn't happen here is because I stole from him when he was still a ger. That's what got into this whole mess in the first place.
Aside from Yerusha, could a ger acquire anything?
Well, how's he going to acquire? Okay, Tosus at first thought, this is part of the general question, could a cunt ever acquire anything? So Tosus knocked the heads against the wall saying he acquired the derech daschas mat himself. And now Tosus is changing tune and saying, wait a second, maybe that doesn't work. I'll give you another answer.
No, I'm saying at the time that he was a ger, maybe he had a ger.
But how? What about a ger? But this Teretz is assuming now there's no way for Cotton to get something derech matara.
I'm saying even as a ger.
Even as a god, yeah, those didn't want to say.
I'm anti-god.
So Tosus has a whole new answer here. I'm sure. Yesh b'ayi, it's derech yerusha. That's the answer to the story. That's the answer to this riddle. Then Tosus is a third mahalach. So he says, I give you another answer. Inami b'maisi yodov. He went to work. He's 10 years old, he's working for the summer. He's an Or HaTorah Oneg youth leader. I don't know, maybe have to be over 12. I'm not sure what the cutoff point is. He's making a few dollars. The belachta b'schar tirchai shalom b'deraisa. Avadi yizoychon schiris. If you go to work, so the person comes to chuyif to pay you the money, it's your money min HaTorah. I can't give you a gift min HaTorah possibly unless you accept daskas matmazel, but to pay you off something that's coming to you, I have a chayv to you. I'm pared a chayv schiris to you. So avada, I owe you the money min HaTorah, and you receive the money min HaTorah. So you only das to be zeichah money that's coming to you as earnings or salary. So Tais has two independent answers, not forcing themselves to go down that route of daskas matmazel anymore. Derech Yerusha or derech schiris poilim. So let's say, I'll throw out a question for you. We're following. There's a Gemara Masechet Yevamos that discusses, can I give truma to a Kohen under the age of Bar Mitzvah? And the Gemara says, you shouldn't do that. You know why? It's a bad idea. Truma has to be in Betara. The kids, he's not going to go to the mikvah, no one's watching over him, he's going to come to the Jews. There's always different things are going to happen. It's going to be a terrible bitl mishmerish to Moses. Bad idea. Don't give it to him. What does the Gemara say? It's a bad idea. It's also with your abundant gazer. It's going to come to me. Don't give it to him. But what? What's the clear implication of that Gemara?
It works.
It works. I mean, it works. Isn't there a din that I have to be nacing the truma to the Kohen? Don't I have to give it? Don't I have to transfer it to the Kohen? Isn't that the assumption? How does it work? How do I get that truma to the Kohen? L'maisin Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't give it to him because that's technicality of Echus Tumah. But Ikaron, in terms of the din derais being yaitzeh in the midst of the Nesidus Truma, I'm yaitzeh. How in the world is he kind of that Truma? Any ideas? Any one of the three that you want to answer will be correct. Yeah, okay, we'll start with Jesus. Oh, so comes the Prichodesh and says, it's based on Das Acheres Machnas. True, the Kohen, Katan can't find a ball on the street, it's Hefker, or Metzia, something, and say it's his. That doesn't work with the Torah. But here there's a Das Ches Makna, so I'm giving it to him. I'm this long giving it to him. So I'm Makna to him. So that's okay. Ich bin die Das Ches Makna, so. What do you think about that? So he steht in the Pre-Chodesh. What do you think about that? Do you think that's a proper, correct application of this thesis? We've seen Das Ches Matnas so by Katan, we've seen it by the Rashban Gittin, so now the Prichodesh, the Gedali Acharenim, is extending it to Nesidas Truma to explain the Gemara in Yevamos. Anyone see a problem here? So Judah's saying, wait a minute. Das Ches Matnas means I'm the owner of the object, I can give it to you as a gift. I have to be the owner of that object. Do I own Truma? A very loaded question. Who owns Truma before it's given to the Kohen? I have fruit, I separate Truma, sitting in my backyard, ready to present it to Mr. Cohen. Who owns it right now? Mr. Cohen doesn't really own it yet. I'm not going to be able to eat that Truma. What do I have? What did the Mammon's write? What did the Mammon's chus do I have to that Truma? I have Tovus or not. I can decide which Kohen to give to. It reminds me of Shai, the end of the Sefer Kedushin, Tovus or not. Moment, it doesn't need a moment. Is that right to give something to the coin of my choice? Is that a pidin called mominus? And therefore, I've been the bailam on that truma? Or, Tosin in a moment. Can anyone guess what the Nafka Min is? Any Gemara says Kedusha to be Nafka Min. Nafka Min, Kedusha Isha.
Who's Achoyah to guess the story?
What? So that's a different sugya. It's probably not going to be in the Chayis of the Mam Chel of Tovin kind of thing. But the Gemara is raised the Shah, the end of Kedusha. I'm Yisrael, I set aside Truma, and I go to bring that apple of Truma to the Chuppah, and I say, Harem, there should be apples in. Wait a second. The Masada Kedushin asks the Chosan, do you own this apple? What's the answer? Depends what you think. Tell us in a moment, tell us in a moment. So it says, Ktais, look at the Gemara and set up Kedushin, we passed it, tell us in a moment. So since Tavis stood on Zayn Amaman, I'm not the Bible. So if I'm not the Bible, how in the world can we say Das Ches Bakla? So Pichadish is not right. That's the Tavis Tanya against Pichadish and Jason.
If you don't own it, that means possibly that all Kohan own it.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Says Tavis, let's go down the next path. Tavis is up. In Samachas, what does Tavis say? Another way for Kohen to own something min haTorah is through the vehicle of Yerusha. What does that mean? It means Yerusha means it comes by itself. You don't need a transference of ownership. It mamash happens. You already had a shtickle. Let's say a marshal, a person dies, left behind 10 children. So the 10 sons, they divide it up. Comes and suggests the following possibility. Maybe that's what Truma is. When I set aside Truma, who does that Truma belong to? It's not mine. It's not the person of Kayin. It's the Mamon HaShevet is a phrase that the Echmarim might throw. Mamon HaShevet. It belongs to the Shevet Kuna. It's almost, when one Kayin comes forward and takes that Truma based on my Tov Zanah, it's almost like he's taking his chelik of Yerusha. So it comes with Tzoyis and says, maybe that's the reason why I can give Truma to a Kayin Katan, because I'm not being magnetim. Fakir, the tafka wasn't mine. It was really his all along. The Eidei Shleimer, it's going to give you another reason why the Kohen Zoicha, the Kohen Katan Zoicha. It's Chirus Poilim. Wow, joke, what kind of joke is that?
Doesn't help for
cutting,
he's not doing
it. Oh, what kind of joke is that? It's Chirus Poilim. Whose salary is this? Out of all the three Pshatim, this is a Pasul Chumash. Kisachar hu lachem chilef abadaschem yomayim. It's a din. When most of us read that Pesach Parshas Korach, we think, oh, what a beautiful, you know, what an imagery, a metaphor. No, this is a din, it's a halacha. It's not a shalshon's drush. It's a chal lachem, it's a din for Tchis Pailot. So the late Rechavarim Yeskel, the Ktzai, where Pirel says, that's fine and dandy if he's over by mitzvah, he's a royal avoda. This kid's 2 years old, he's not doing any avoda mitzvah this year. He's getting paid for a job that is not ready. You're paying the guy to do something, he can't even do the job yet. So it's tricky. So the Gedolei Acharonim.
Well, that literally, then would have to be a coin only between 30 and 50.
Whatever the age. So again, we have three possibilities in the Gedolei Acharonim to defend this idea that the Gemara says the Devarim is Mi'ikra Dimidarais, you give Truma to a coin. That those are the facts on the ground. Can't argue with that. How does it work? So Pichodesh said it works based on Das Ches Bakla, very, very shaky. Maybe it works based on Yerusha. Maybe it works based on Tzchus Polo. Not so sure. So we'll close with the following Nakuda. I didn't say we close the Taisus yet. The Taisus will mention them next, but continue with.
Is it clear that Nesivus Truma
is falsified? Oh, comes in Nesivus and says he thinks that the premise of the last 200 years before him, from the Pichadish to the Taisus, is oral. With Chilav Yatzif. There's no din of Haknoas Truma to a Kohen. You know what giving Truma to a Kohen is? Vinosan a Kohen. Reish is the God of the. Titan loy, it's a din nesin, it's not a din haknoah. Haknoah luchun nesin luchun. Can I be nesin something to a kohen? To a katan? Absolutely. Can I be makna something to a katan? Absolutely not. Truma doesn't require haknoah, it requires nesin. So there's a loaded machlekes, the nesivas against all the earlier acharonim. Tzai, Sipri Chadosh, we're all assuming that avatar is din haknoah, and therefore you have to work with din imam, it's chesh mishpat, and therefore we got to come up with some kind of creative way of transferring ownership to katan, and everyone's scrounging around this tzai. Everyone's reading in between the lines of tzai, trying to fit in which model does Truma fall into. Is it closer to Das Ches Makna? Is it closer to Yerusha? Is it closer to Tzchus Poel? And then Nesivus says the whole Kushmik or Leis, and then everyone's din haknoah. Hopefully, Mitzvah next week. I want to just put the final touches on this, the Chalik Success in Nesivus, and then move on to some of the other issues where I would say we're halfway through with this tzai, but. We'll see how long it takes us. So for 2 weeks, and we're almost halfway done with the process. Okay. See you next week. it would seem to me that the ability to, you're supposed to have $1 million worth of truma, deciding who should get it, it's something which can be sold. It's, I mean, that's real.
So, right, I can make $3. The question is whether that, there's no question I can make some money. The question is, is that considered? Torah recognized that as a pilot for the
book of Shabbos. Still good.
Good. Yeah.